opened the door to the back seat of my car this morning, and I saw an extraordinary amount of popcorn all over my daughter's car seat, floor, basically my whole car. And I couldn't help but smile because it reminded me of my day yesterday. You see, when you're a working parent, like a lot of us, you only get so much time with your kids, and weekends can be pretty special. So yesterday morning I was awoken by the sound of tiny footsteps coming into our room, and the toddler standing next to my bed saying, "Have to go potty," which is pretty ordinary for mornings around our house. Then we go into the bathroom, and she sits on her training potty and sucks her thumb while I rub the sleep out of my eyes, and, well, sometimes she actually goes potty. So we got through that, and then she grabbed a football. She wanted to go play catch outside, and this is still, like, near 6 a.m. Well, I mean, there's no way an avid football fan like myself and a daddy would pass up that opportunity, so we went outside, played catch for about 10 minutes, and only took a few breaks to smell the flowers and whatnot. But being up for the day, decided to make some coffee, but discovered we were out. So threw the toddler in the car seat, and off we went, only to find that the coffee shop was actually closed. So that chain of events led us to the local grocery store, where I got some coffee, she got some milk, and we ate some donuts together. I in my shorts and t-shirt, and her wearing her Kermit pajamas. Well, yesterday morning, she was the belle of the grocery store cafe. All the old folks just loved her up while we were there. She even got a couple of shiny pennies from one old-timer who came over and gave them to her, much to her delight. So when we got home, we promptly put those in her piggy bank so I could try to teach her a little lesson about saving. Maybe she could do a better job than her old man has done so far. But when we got home, it was still such a beautiful morning and still not even 8 o'clock yet. By then, I decided to take her down to the pond just down the way from our house to do some fishing. Well, of course, once I mentioned that she was going to go fishing, she was all up in arms about that. She talked about it for the next hour while we got dressed and got ready to go fishing. So I threw on my camo pants and my fishing shirts. And she got on her sparkly shoes. We grabbed her Barbie princess pole, and we headed down to the pond before we realized we needed to get bait first.